This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Taylor Cole. Taylor, what is it like to be out there on the mound, ball in your hand, everyone waiting on you?
Oh, it's definitely a thrill that, I love being a part of. You know, it kind of stinks sometimes to have to wait four full days in between each start, especially if you haven't thrown real well. But, it's definitely a thrill and something that I look forward to all the time.
Do you have a specific routine? How do you spend those 4 days?
Well, I mean, the day after I start is pretty intense with my workouts, with training and running and all that. And it kind of tapers down as I get ready for my next start, so that by the time I'm ready to go, my body's in shape and ready to go. So,
on the day that you pitch, do you have any special routines or superstitions?
Nothing real in particular. I try to get to the field a couple hours before and just listen to my music. And I'm usually, nothing really usually sits well with me, you know. I mean,
doesn't matter what you eat.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that nervous energy or what, but I just, I think it's good. I always know when it's game time because my body always tells me, but I don't know if that's too much information. But there's no superstitions, but just things, just the natural feelings that come along with a game day.
Do you have a favorite inning to be out there on the mound?
Really every inning. I don't really think of pitching as innings as much as I do pitches. I mean, I've always been taught, especially last year, and I'm trying to take it to this year, is that we got to focus on one quality pitch at a time. And if you focus on one quality pitch at a time, you're going to be successful. And so as far as innings, I don't really worry about that. I just worry about those pitches. And if you make the pitch, and you're going to be successful.
There was a marked difference in 2011, your pro debut, pitching for Vancouver. And then last year back with the Canadians, and you allow 6 runs the entire year. What was the difference?
Well, I just I would say that, those principles, like one quality pitch at a time, just getting ahead of hitters. And executing. I mean, I just feel like I was able to do that a lot more religiously than I was before. And I don't know if it's a confidence thing or what, but this game is a game of mental toughness. And I just feel like I've gotten stronger mentally. This year I've kind of gone with some ups and downs for sure. And it's really helped me to, it shows what you're made of, how you bounce back, and I really take pride in that. I take pride in how I bounce back from a start, and it's a humbling game, and it's up to you to how you respond.
What's the best game you ever pitched?
Oh, I would have to go back to last year against Yakima, when I went 7 2/3 hitless. That was a special game just because it was a game that helped us get into the playoffs, and I was never given that chance to go the final an inning and a third because I was taken out of pitch count. But it was cool to get kind of a standing ovation from the opposing crowd at Yakima in their last year in Yakima. So I'll never forget that one. And my dad has the ball in his office right now.
What's that feeling when you know that you're approaching your pitch count and you're just trying to get as many outs as you can fit in before you have to come out?
Yeah, well, I think it's a good, you hate to know in the back of your mind that you have a pitch count, and you try to not really worry about that. But in reality, I mean, if you're attacking hitters, you're going after them, what you want is you want early contact. You want to be able to get out of innings without having to labor too much. And so if you're doing your job, your pitch count's not going to be too high, And so I think it goes, you're kind of rewarded with innings as you do your job and get early contact and so forth. So it all kind of goes together.
What's the best defensive play you've ever seen around you in support of you?
Oh, I mean, there's usually one every night by somebody, but I always say that Kellen Sweeney's definitely one of the best all around. Wherever you put him, he's one of the best defensive guys I've ever seen. And he's great that way. But I've seen great plays from everybody. I've seen a lot of great plays from the outfielders that they're making each and every day. So there's really nobody that I can I don't want to leave out anybody because everybody's made a great play, especially – you notice them when you're obviously on the mound, but I mean, also when I'm watching other guys, it's just, it's awesome.
Speaking with Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Taylor Cole. Taylor, when did you first become a full-time pitcher?
Full-time pitcher, I started in my junior college. I was always a shortstop in high school, and when I went to junior college, my year after high school, at first they tried to put me at first base and the outfield so that I wouldn't have to throw as much. But then I was like, you know what, if I just focused on one thing, I could be that much better. And so that's when I started to just focus on pitching. That's it, and had a good year.
Simple as that. Do you miss hitting?
Oh, absolutely. I was talking to Jackson today. I was like, you know what, you know, you like to, you know, toot your own horn a little bit sometimes. Like, a lot of people don't know this, but I played shortstop, you know, kind of like you. And I said, man, it stinks because, you know, I want to get out there every day and play. And that's one of the negatives about being a starter, too, is that, you know, you have to bring it with your workouts and whatnot, but you don't get to play every day. And that's something I miss.
When was your last at-bat?
Last at-bat, it was in junior college at CSN. The funny thing is, most guys know, oh, this is going to be my last at-bat, or that was my last game. I can't tell you the game. I can't tell you the at-bat, because at that time I was kind of frustrated with being put at first base or outfield when I was always a shortstop, you know? It's like, put me at short or nothing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I I don't remember, but it was that year.
Growing up in Las Vegas, you first attend the College of Southern Nevada. How was that experience?
Oh, it was great. It was awesome. I was able to really focus on getting my body in shape and really just focusing on pitching, and was able to learn a lot and face a lot of good hitters and throw a full season, about 100 innings. So that really helped out. Then I went on the mission for a couple years. And then
how'd you make that decision? How did you say, you know what, this is the best thing for my life right now?
You know, it was something that was always in the back of my mind. But when, you know, the draft kind of gets involved and dollar signs kind of come up, you start thinking, well, maybe I can put this off for a little bit. But, you know, you know, I was humbled by a couple people. They just were good influences in my life. And, you know, I just realized kind of life took me in the direction that, hey, you know, maybe, you know, you should do the mission first and, you know, kind of put baseball aside for a sec. And if it's meant to be that you still can make it to the major leagues and pursue your dream and make it, then it'll happen, you know. And I've never regretted my decision to go on a mission. I think that it's made me a better person and learned a lot about myself. And I hope that I have as strong of a desire as ever to make it to the majors, and I hope I can get there one day. I know I got a lot of work to do, but hopefully I can get there.
That two-year mission to Toronto, and now here you are as a Toronto Blue Jays farmhand. Is there any coincidence? Is there anything to that?
There's tons of coincidences that that happen along. I mean, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I could sit here for days, but I mean, that's when a coincidence isn't a coincidence when it happens over and over again, you know, and it's... that's where I believe, you know, you do what's right, good things happen, and I'm just glad to be playing baseball and for a great organization and, you know, to have my faith and have a good family and so forth. Good team, everything, you know, it's good. It's good. I'm glad to be here.
Did you keep up with baseball during those 2 years?
Not really. Not really. The thing is when I was in Toronto, everything's hockey there, right? And I lived in cities where the OHL was really big, the Ontario Hockey League, and so... yeah, I tried to a little bit, but at the same time, nobody could play catch with me because I'd probably send them to the hospital. Not that I'm that good, but, you know, baseball isn't that huge out there. And anyways, yeah, I'd say probably followed hockey more than I did anything else.
How did you go then from Toronto, your mission concludes, to BYU?
Well, I was in contact towards the end of my mission with Vance Law, the coach there. He was on me for a few years, even leading up to, up until the time I graduated high school. And my girlfriend at the time decided that she was already there, and I'd been away from her for a couple years. And I said, hey, look, if this is going to be the girl that I'm going to marry one day, I might as well go to school with her. And so I decided to go to school with her, it was a great decision as well.
So you'd been drafted a couple of times, you'd passed it up, and now the Blue Jays draft you after that year at BYU, and you say, now's the time, let's go play baseball professionally.
Yeah, it's funny because it was probably the worst year I had as far as baseball, not due to BYU or anything like that, but playing-wise, you know, that's it. And I just, taking 2 years off and playing again, I didn't play that well, but so I ended up deciding to go when I didn't have the greatest year, you know, and so it was just kind of funny, but the timing was right, and so that's when it comes down to when the timing's right, you know, it just doesn't matter how you're doing or whatnot, just do it, you know, and I knew that was the time, and I'd have an opportunity to prove myself, and I'm trying to do that every day.
This might be an unfair question, but was there any rust in between from CSN to the two-year mission and then to BYU?
Oh, yeah. You know, starting with my body, I mean, I left at about 190 pounds before my mission. When I got back, I was about 165. People thought I was sickly ill. And, you know, I never, ever in my life had shoulder problems. It was always my elbow that if it ever hurt. And I came home, and, yeah, my shoulder, of all things, was starting to irritate me. And it took me a while, and it was kind of a miracle that I was able to throw and get going. So, anyways, I worked through it, and my arm's been fine. Anyways, there was a lot of things. I was rusty with my pitches and whatnot, and my arm got tired easy, but... You know, it was fine. It was, like I said, you got to battle through it, you know, and I think I did that pretty well.
Now in your third year as a professional, what would professional you tell collegiate you or younger you about pitching and about playing this game?
Well, it's funny because the same principles that your high school coaches, college coaches, and professional coaches tell you are the same principles that are true. You got to get ahead of hitters. You got to keep the ball down, right? I heard that from all my pitchers, my pitching coaches. However... It's you really got to implement them, you know.
What sort of pitcher are you?
I would say I'm a guy that has three quality pitches, and I like to control the fastball and be able to implement my off-speed pitches when I need to, and you know, I'm hopefully gonna get some velocity on my fastball to make me a little bit more of a, I wouldn't say a power pitcher, but have a little bit more zip on it. And but right now I'm just trying to do the things that I can control and command the fastball and get ahead and get guys out that way. And then, like I said, use my off-speed when I can.
Speaking with Lugnuts pitcher Taylor Cole. Taylor, what do you love about baseball?
I just love everything about it. I mean, it's just something that I did since I was a little kid. I mean, growing up, my dad and mom, you know, looked out in the backyard, and there I was with just a diaper on, hitting balls off a tee. It's just something that I think I was born to do, as probably all these guys would say. I love how the moment that you think that you have it figured out, you don't, and the game humbles you. And it goes to that baseball gods thing. I think they're true, you know. you know, it's a game like nothing else. It's probably the most difficult, in my opinion, the most difficult sport to play in the world if you look at the statistics and so forth. And it teaches you a lot of life lessons and skills if you learn from them, you know. And it's a game that is awesome.
And finally, your favorite baseball movie.
Oof. Oh, baseball movie. I don't know. There's a lot of good ones, but, you know, I would just say just because of my childhood memories, either Sandlot or, like, Rookie of the Year, you know, so those are more of the kiddish ones, you know, that when you're young. But those are the ones that I remember the most and grew up watching. So I'd say those.
Taylor, thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you very much for having me, Jesse.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. That's Lansing Lugnuts starting pitcher Taylor Cole. You are listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.